your blast.
Ah, happy fucking happy hour. It's Monique fucking Marvez.
Yay!
We are all having a shit week. Yeah. Are we not?
It's something.
Why? Because Paul Ryan is Speaker of the House?
Yes, exactly, Jim. Thank you. I just feel like, even though we got premium support, I feel like tearing up about
premium support.
Because, no, you just came in, you were a little late, and
I was.
You said, which tugs at all of our hearts, because we're all animal lovers.
To the max. My dog, Bing Crosby, with his giant ears, rest his soul, he went to the big dog park in the sky sometime Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. We don't know when. He just appeared to be sleeping. It didn't, thank
How
the
old?
Lord.
How old?
He was only nine, but I had him for 9 years. I rescued him. We're not sure how old he was when I got him.
Yeah.
So, and he'd had a tough little life. He was a little scrapper, you know? But he
had a great 9 years with you.
I spoiled him like nobody's business. And he was asleep. Like he didn't even, nothing. Like, you know, sometimes they don't look so good.
Yeah.
You know? No,
yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm sleeping. I'm dreaming of bitches. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the way Jim goes to sleep, dreaming of bitches, just twitching a little bit, dreaming of bitches.
Why, have you seen me?
Well, I'm mostly dreaming of Monique's tits.
But so sweet.
Sorry, that's sweet.
No, we used to, my ex-wife and I had a Great Dane who lived to be 12, and even though he had bloat, and I dropped $5,000 on him to get that all sorted out.
Oh my!
So he lived had a good long life.
Wow.
A Great Dane.
And when a Great Dane goes, like, who carries that out?
That's a lot of...
I'm not even being funny. Like, Bing was, you know, my friend Chris put him in a box. I didn't have to deal. We took him to the, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah. But a Great Dane, like, do you have to... You have to.
She had moved to Colorado with the dogs at that point.
Oh, so it was on her to pick it up.
So, but he just, you know, went to his favorite spot and fell asleep and didn't wake up. So,
well, that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing I always wonder. Like, we always know... that we're going to outlive, in the order of things, our pets and our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're never prepared.
Unless there's a thresher accident.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well,
unless you're accomplished there in the wood chipper.
I'm always grateful I only had to put one down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My dad went on his own.
I've lost four dogs, since I've been an adult,
And,
I was saying that's how, Chris, I got my reputation as the chick that cries on the radio.
Right.
Because my St. Bernard Chester died totally unexpectedly. He was five, and he had a totally undiagnosed heart thing and died. And,
Well, when I was house-sitting for you, when and my cats had recently passed away, and Pookie had passed away before that.
My 17-and-a-half-year-old peekaboo.
But I thought, you know, I was really depressed, and I thought I saw Pookie coming up the stairs out of the corner of my eye.
Aww.
So I think, you know.
Yeah,
he's here.
It was hard to miss him. He was very loud.
And he did sound like Dino.
That is awesome.
And Chester, my St. Bernard, my dearly beloved St. Bernard, was not...
I had a boyfriend named Chester.
Was not bright. He would he knew Jim for years, and every time Jim came in the house, this is what would happen. He'd be like, I'm like,
51st date, it's dogs.
It's Jim, it's Jim, it's Jim. Chester, no. Chester, no. Chester, no. Jim, it's Jim, it's Jim, it's Jim.
Oh, why did you say so? Yeah.
But there's nothing you could do. It took 10 minutes. Then he's like, huh? Oh, it's Jim. Oh,
okay, you're...
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend, Chester, and he wasn't bright either, and he died too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you kill him? Was it natural?
It was a natural.
Did you have him neutered?
No, leukemia.
Oh.
But here's, people would ask me, do you have a boyfriend? I said, I don't know. Let me call, see if he's still alive. Yeah. I have really gallows humor.
Let me tell you, this is the week for it, because as you know, you're the straight Puerto Rican version of me.
Yeah, that is so true. We figured
have
that
the same
out.
Love of our life that...
Yeah.
Didn't work out. Same last name.
Yeah.
Radio host, comedian.
Not the same person.
Wow.
Same age.
Yeah.
But, right.
Yeah.
Well,
and you're a year older than me, but.
All right, listen.
But you look better.
And you look younger. You look younger, as you told me, because of your
greasy Puerto Rican spick skin.
Skin. Right.
My spick skin. But I'm looking at this bronze of your butt, and it's like, that's like the butt of a 25-year-old.
When was that bronzed?
When I was 25.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not when I was 25. It was not.
And that was pre-lipo.
When you were 30?
She's had lipo. There'd be no place to put the hose. You're so tiny.
That's true.
She's a tiny girl.
There's plenty of places to put the hose, ask Jim.
What did you mean by that?
I don't know.
Why would Jim know?
Listen, she was a half hour late. We've been drinking already. Yeah. We're already like that.
She's talking about the avocados in the garden. Watering the hose.
Okay.
No, but anyway, it's a weird fucking week because I saw my ex this week. I haven't told you because we're friends.
No!
He was in town, and so
saying that they were.
Oh, it's been a horrible week, and then I don't know if you know, but Chris just told me yesterday he's leaving me.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Chris is leaving.
Oh my!
I cannot keep a man.
That's almost as bad as Bing going. We love Chris.
Aw, thank you.
No, we really, really do.
Well, I'm actually getting out of radio.
Like I don't miss Travis at all, but you.
I know who the fuck does. What's his name? Russ.
Just kidding, Travis.
No, I'm getting out of radio. Moving to Palm Springs. Going to be a PR manager for a casino out there.
Wow, yep. You're going to kick butt.
Thank you.
Owned by Indians, Jim. That makes my heart sore.
The only people have more money than the Indians are the Christians.
Yeah.
That's it. The Indians have got it going on.
Something I realized something today, though. I'm probably not going to get Columbus Day off.
No,
they don't care.
No.
Yeah, you know.
They'll make you work double.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll have to make a deal. I want to come perform out there, do some stand-up.
Definitely.
They call it Maze.
Yes.
Right?
Actually, in the wintertime, the casino I work at has like a comedy club. So,
I'm in.
All right, cool. Hey.
Done and done.
Let's go. We'll all go out.
That would be really fun.
I'll come out. Woo, party.
There you go.
Yeah. Ain't no party.
Anyway,
like a
I cried for the
party.
First, 20 minutes on the air today?
You did.
Yeah.
Because of
We've been looking
leaving?
At old pictures when we started working together 15 years ago.
What?
He didn't even have pubic hair. His balls hadn't even distended.
I was in my 20s.
One had fallen.
Descended.
Wasn't that a movie?
You said distended.
Well, now they've descended because you're old and you have prostate thing and you're moving to the fucking desert because you're an old fucking man.
Let me just tell you, Palm Springs.
I got to move to Palm Springs. I haven't distended.
Palm Springs is happening.
It is happening.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get laid like Georgia carpet.
What now?
I wouldn't want to be in Palm Springs in August.
You know what, though? I lived in Phoenix for 13 years. I can handle the heat.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It really isn't.
He's worked with the Contessa. He can handle the heat.
Well, you know, I've lived in the Valley for many years, so that's
Are you bragging or complaining?
What you doing, baby?
Lay it out.
Yeah.
So you had a tough week.
Yeah, I've had a fucked week, man. I haven't even talked to you.
It's
heart-wrenching. It's whatever.
Might have to have a girl hike.
Yeah.
It's very different than a boy hike.
I bet it is.
Oh, a girl hike is very...
Fucking... Well, I'm with you on men. If I didn't hate them already...
There's no peeing into a bush, I guess.
No.
No.
While standing up.
What?
Huh? Never mind.
Oh, is that your new boss is texting you?
No, that's not my new boss.
Fucker.
I'm excited for it.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
I run a casino.
You're going to have a good time.
Yes.
He's going to work for Robert De Niro.
I do have to tell you, though, that when you work for a casino, the background check is insane.
How did you pass that?
I have no idea. No idea.
Were there any anal probes?
No, there weren't any anal probes.
Damn.
Oh, no. He would have passed that.
What's the point?
He would have liked that. He'd be like, oh, please, aren't there anymore?
Could be an excuse.
I'm surprised none of you were contacted by these people. Seriously, they go back like 10 years.
Yeah.
Contact me.
I have no idea.
Well, my ex
I would have killed you like Joe Pesci.
What do you know?
Like, really?
Because
like
you
just
see
with me because I'm like a fucking clown because I'm here to amuse you.
I'm here to amuse you.
Fucking fuck. Really? You fucking leave me? You fucking fuck?
Like Christopher Moltisanti. You know, it's the same actor that was on The Sopranos is the guy that a very young Michael Imperioli is the guy that he shoots.
That's right.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's one of
Sean
those
is nodding back
moments.
There. Sean agrees.
Yes. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sean's the movie expert.
I'm weird with old Guinea movies. I'm not Italian, but because of the greasy skin and the language and the
greasy skin.
I identify.
You're beautiful.
Thank you. You're so kind. I have to tell you, a lot has rocked my molecules, is what I call it when you have like something really intensely like. But since our hike, you know,
I had a hike.
Yeah, we had a hike, and there was a lot of sharing, and the week after that was like, woo,
right,
woo,
yeah.
It was, yeah. Well, the universe sends you, you need. We're
I
friends
think
now.
All joke. Okay, hand in the air. Hand to God, as I like to say.
Uh-huh.
Put your hands in the air, motherfucker. Your hands in the air.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
You looked incredibly white when you did that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not in spinning.
Super.
Your hands in the air.
Is that what they do in spinning?
Motherfucker, put your hand in the air. It's a song.
Yeah, God. Yeah. What our spin? Our we have one lady. Most of them are follow a certain decorum, but there's one chick who just likes to say, like, I like to cuss. Get ready. And
yes.
She does.
Yeah. Yeah,
she is a cusser
she's
pants.
My girl.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, we love her.
Good
she's
for
a
her.
Cusser pants. But I have very weird metaphysical beliefs.
Okay.
I really do. And I
please
believe
share.
I believe that Bing caught. He caught a bomb for me. Like the biblical sacrificial lamb.
Right.
I think there's been a weird energy swirling around me.
Oh, no. This has been a fucked week for everyone.
And
no, my best friend.
I do. I really do think
my best
that.
Friend was supposed to put her dog down yesterday. Our spinning teacher, who you were just talking about, put her dog down yesterday.
Yeah.
Said, I'm sending my dog to heaven.
I honestly believe that I'm on the precipice of, like, being. Let me just tell you, I started comedy, road comedy, in 1992.
Uh-huh.
I adopted Vinny Moscatelli. Huh. I rescued him after Hurricane Andrew in Miami.
Yeah.
I have had a dog. I rescued Bing Crosby because Vinny Moscatelli was failing. I had Vinny for 16 years. Bing and Vinny overlapped.
Right.
At one time, 10 years ago, I had three dogs.
Wow.
Three rescues. I was a road comic with three dogs in my backseat.
How do you do that?
It's not easy.
Yeah.
You have to stay.
So they went on the road with you. You didn't get a dog sitter.
Two of them. No.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
No. By the time I got Bing, I was already like had a good gig. And
right.
Bing was, you know, moving on up to the east side. But the first two, Vinny and Bear, they went everywhere with me. They were like my children. And the interesting thing is, 23 contiguous years, I have woken up to a dog or a dog loving me, at least one dog.
Wow. Yeah.
I believe that Bing's death is the bifurcation of my old life and my new life. I'm not even kidding. I think he's a sacrificial lamb, and he took a bunch of stuff with him, stuff you and I talked about on our hike.
Yes, we did.
Stuff we talked about.
Yes, we did.
And all ever since being
no, listen. This chapter for both of us has been a lot about loss.
Yeah, no,
a lot of loss.
Yeah,
a lot of loss. A lot of change.
Yeah, I'm a different.
Which,
person
by the
now.
Way, I am so excellent with loss and change.
You're not good with change, which is why
oh,
I really
excellent.
No,
with it.
I'm
I am
like
excellent.
A ninja with it.
Who
I'm a
isn't?
Ninja.
I love it. I welcome it.
That's
please.
The.
Oh no, please.
That's the only reason I've stayed with you for so long because I was afraid of telling you I was leaving because you would freak out.
I'm not freaking out. Why the fuck are you saying I'm freaking out?
Don't tell me I'm freaking out.
Don't fucking tell me you fucking traitorous bastard.
I don't care about change so much as folding money.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Now, I'm like a ninja with change.
Are you?
I really
are
am.
Really?
Okay.
Look, my dad was married 5 times, my mother 4. They married each other twice. My third stepmother was a retired Mexican hooker. And
wow.
My second stepfather. But she wasn't
excuse
really.
Me, spit take.
That's her sitcom.
No, she was like the Brett Favre of Coochie and came out of retirement for one so-so season.
Yeah.
And my second stepfather turned gay, but he didn't really turn gay. He was gay all along.
I think you're onto something there. If you have a lot of change in your childhood, I think you're comfortable with change in
flexible.
Your adult life. Yeah, we moved from California to Virginia when I was 11. And that was a really complete change. And that kind of got me comfortable with change in
I
my
moved
life.
From California to Germany when I was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big change.
And yet you've been stuck with me for 15 years. What the fuck?
No, there was a 4-year break in there.
It's because I'm so magical, right?
Yes.
Because I'm so.
Yes.
Oh, right. I love this song. A Time for Us. This is big.
Oh, I've already called him several times and played him the Adele song. Hello? Hello? Is it me?
Okay.
Right.
Is it me you're looking for?
No, that's Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie. And actually,
no, right, and he's like, no, it is not you. I'm looking
great
for.
Story.
It is some a fucking hot guy with a hot big dick. But anyway, but thanks for calling. Bye.
I was in a Japanese sushi bar in Alaska,
as opposed to a Mexican sushi bar.
Well, in Alaska, because
Alaska.
In Alaska, because Alaska. In some places they say they're sushi bars, and it's not so much
right.
A lot of fakey rolls. And
yeah, I don't
cheese.
Trust
it's
sushi
mostly,
bars in like Kansas.
It's mostly
I'm like,
seal
really?
Meat. I'm
yeah,
sure
seal, and you know what else? Anything with cream cheese is not Japanese.
No,
they
it's
don't
not.
Have any cream cheese in Japan, so it's like BS.
And cooked crab, no.
How much you with the schmear?
No, right. So this Japanese guy was giving me the once over. He was looking at me.
Looking
he was
at your titties,
he's all
at
dressed
the...
up. I waved at him. He was all fancy. And he
Tora,
gets,
Tora, Tora.
He gets up there, and I hear the opening strains, and he looks right at me, and he goes, "Hello." Now, I know that is un-PC, but you cannot make that up in 1 million years. "Hello, is it me
Hello,
you're
looking
for?" Yeah, you can't make that up.
No.
I'm not even being un-PC. It happened.
Okay, and you laughed really hard, right? Was there a spit take with a laugh?
Oh,
or just like...
oh, there was like cheap wine everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I almost shot through the nose. It was almost not even spit. It was almost dragon. Yeah.
The meme I love this week is Lionel Richie calling Adele. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hello.
Oh, that's hello. Funny.
Yeah, I know. And then she hangs up on him. It's fantastic.
And it's like, you know, 12 seconds long, which
is perfect. Fantastic.
Yeah, hello. And good laugh. Meme.
Yeah.
Hello.
She's adorable.
Hello.
I like that she names her albums after her age until she's 38.
Yeah.
Then they'll just all be 38 plus. So it happens in this town.
Wish I Jim, do it. Kim Jong Il singing to her.
I can think of a voice.
A thousand times.
Oh, no.
Sometimes see you pass outside my door.
This is good.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Nice.
I can see it in your eye. I can see it in your smile.
Your smile.
All right, that's enough.
All right. Hero.
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 Hero. Okay, that was terrible. That's terrible.
Terrible.
No, it's terrible.
Well, you're trying to pronounce L. The rear L.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? They get it confused, too.
The same problem.
Because I have a picture in Japan at Narita Airport where it says Relaxation Lounge with an L.
Relaxation. Oh.
I took a picture.
That's awesome.
They confuse things.
Yes, they do.
The L and R's are just confusing.
No, come on.
Relaxation. Really? I have a picture of
Relaxation Lounge. Oh, come on. That's terrible.
That's pretty funny. I love to relax. They've probably since fixed it. This was the 90s. Somebody probably
so, just all right. Welcome to Pain and Loss Week here on the Stephanie Miller Show with Monique Marvez.
Yeah. Co-host and crybaby.
But we were saying, I was talking to a friend today, and I said, like, all of your, like, loss, and it all triggers, like, previous loss, doesn't it?
Well, I have a thing called the 7-Up Theory where I think everything we do from 7 and up is to heal or protect a wound we incurred from 7 and down.
Mm. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's just
my
theory.
Like when my dad punched me in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
how old were you?
Like 6.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
Got
a fat
that?
Lip. Oh, I was goofing around in the back of the car. We just come from watching those Magnificent Men of the Flying Machines at a drive-in, and I was just like,
wow.
You know, pretend I had like a flying helmet on, and he was terribly embarrassed that this was going on in his car.
And you were making
voices,
weren't
you? So he stopped the car and turned around and punched me right in the mouth.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So I had a fat lip.
Was he a drinky pants or just a sober, violent guy?
A little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, Irish, Welsh, German.
Wow,
you know,
you're being redundant.
Yeah.
Drunk, drunk, mean drunk. Sorry.
My friend once was talking about the group Adult Children of Alcoholics. She goes, oh, please, who isn't?
Yeah.
Who isn't in our generation an adult child of an alcoholic?
Or a chain smoker. Or both.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I
rode around in
the
station
days.
Wagon with my mom smoking and the windows rolled up.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. No seatbelt.
No
seatbelt. They just stuck the arm out.
Spraying Aquanet, smoking. Just, is anything bad for the kids back there? No.
I used to go in and buy my dad cigarettes. 40 cents, Benson and Hedges.
Wow.
Really?
Because we'd rather fight than switch. Benson and Hedges hard pack, 40 cents.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was in high school, I think we got cigarettes for like $1.20 or something like that.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could usually find enough money, you know, between your car seat cushions.
So you were in high school in the early 90s?
Late 80s,
yeah.
Yep.
I remember because I used to have a boyfriend, Jewish boyfriend, who said, when cigarettes hit a buck, Mavez, I'm quitting smoking. And he didn't.
I think we could get off brands for like under a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mavez. We would have sex, he'd call me Mavez. During sex.
You like the younger.
No, he was, Fleshner was older than me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I actually prefer them older. They just won't ask me out. I swear, my last husband was 11 years older than me.
Wow.
Oh.
Are you still with that guy that was here last time?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a very interesting discussion today.
Oh.
Because after Bing died, like, I had this weird epiphany about, you know, worthiness and not putting up with anything. So today he called me a pack rat and was kind
of
giving me some stuff about hoarder-like behavior.
Out of love,
He was just saying some goofy stuff because the housekeepers were coming. I was asking him to pick up his stuff, you know, so they could clean around it. And you know, what people sometimes feel is the best defense is an offense. So they'll go after you. Oh, you're a pack rat. You're this, you're that. I've only got a little bit of stuff out. Look at all this crap you have. You know, whatever. Aww. And I went in the bathroom and calmly brushed my teeth. And then I came out. I said, here's the deal. It was really big. I said, I'm just practicing on him. He's like the loner tire, like the little one till you get the big one. He's the run flat.
Yeah.
And and I looked at him and I said, here's the deal. I know that I have issues that when something bothers me, that I have this search, this relentless search. So I thrift and vintage and repurpose. And I do like, it's like a search for treasure.
Right.
But it's actually, it's not a sickness. It's an addiction. When I'm triggered, when something bothers me, I like to go to thrift stores and vintage stores and look for treasures. And I said, here's the deal. I don't pretend that the Salvation Army is any less a bar to me than a real bar is a bar to you. That's the difference, is that I, at my age, I still want to become the best possible person that I can become. I said, so here's the dealio. I am a pack rat, and I'm working on it. I said, you, on the other hand, are a drunk. I did. I said, you drink heavily, and you don't think there's anything wrong about it. You're not doing anything about it.
I don't drink heavily.
I said, when I was your age.
And he said, flashing him.
No, I had three jobs.
Okay.
I did open mic. I was a hostess, and I sold medical malpractice insurance to doctors on commission.
Wow.
No, I worked my ass off at 28. Absolutely. And I made great money, and I open mic'd. I basically worked my day job to open mic.
Right.
So he looked at me, and I'm telling you this story for a reason, listeners. It was a really cool thing because I looked at him, and I said, nobody's perfect. And if the worst thing you are is a heavy drinker and repentant about it, I'm still in. I still think you're amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, don't make me cry about that.
Because, no, but I'm serious because I think that...
We all have flaws.
When you try to just be your own best person and you let other people walk their own walk at their own pace, it's the most freeing thing.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'm a pack rat. You're a drunk. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You're still hot and I'm still, you know...
I think
and you still got it.
I mean, that's...
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's really the shit of life, isn't it? We're all flawed. We're all
remarkably
broken.
I'm not flawed.
Except for Jim.
I'm
who's perfect.
Jim's
perfect in every way.
I'm perfect in every way.
But I think we have to do that.
But I think that's the thing about, like, we talked about this.
At nauseam.
Like, you know, like, I am so sick of the snotty elitist bullshit.
Oh, snotty elitists.
I think that people have to be willing to own.
I despise those people.
You know, whatever your thing is, and you know me, Stephanie, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs.
Right.
Wow.
But I'm no better than anyone because the bottom line is I like to shop for crap and it takes up money.
No, I have friends with Ambien addictions, shopping addictions, antidepressants. Like you go, okay, I like wine. I try to control it. I try to, you know, I talk to my therapist, I talk to my friends, I try to, you know, but you go like, we all have something.
Absolutely. Everybody has something that's their warm, fuzzy go-to when they're triggered, whether it's a cookie or a thrift store.
What?
You're a freak.
Who told you?
However stressed you are, of course that's when you overuse whatever the thing is that's your thing.
Yep, I got a storage unit full of sadness.
It looks beautiful.
That's a great album.
You know what's so funny? You're so used to the road, you love it. These guys know. First of all, I get up at
stupid o'clock.
I go to bed at
insane o'clock.
Yeah.
But when I did the Sexy Liberal tour, it is hard to do a national morning radio show and a national comedy tour at the same time. And so I was exhausted. I was in different time zones. I drank too much. I mean, I drank too much during the tour because I was like so stressed. I'm not a stand-up like you are. I do this.
Right.
And so I was doing some version of this, but it was in huge theaters and it was very stressful.
Storage room full of sadness. That's going to be an album cover.
You like that?
Yeah. That's my new album.
Thank you. But you're right.
You go, whatever your thing is, you do it more when you're stressed.
Yeah. I thrifted across America for 20 years when I was a road comic. I had no money. I'd give myself $10 and I could kill 3 hours in a Salvation Army finding the coolest thing for $10.
Yeah.
Right.
It's still not good.
Yeah.
It's still not good. It's still, I got great stuff.
I think, you know, it's like you said, the keyword, it's like empathy for all of our addictions, whether it's shopping,
whatever it is,
Ambien or sugar or wine or.
Don't think, Miss, you know, person in the Midwest listening that has your Barbie dolls in a cabinet that you're better than anybody else.
Yeah.
You're on eBay looking for Christmas Barbie 1972.
That's your warm, fuzzy place.
People? I have a closet full of Barbies and they've all been decapitated.
Really, Jim? That's great to know.
No.
Really? Oh, I thought, you were doing Dr. Greg Carson. I'm sorry.
Happy Halloween.
I get stabby around.
Whoa.
Did you see the Dr. Ben Carson interview?
You know,
no, forgive me
I
for just, being.
I don't really. I don't really live on this planet.
He stabbed someone when he was 14.
He's like, I used to attack people with rocks and baseball bats. And
so did my grandpa.
And then I decided to...
and then I tried to stab someone.
Grandpa's not running for president.
No, my grandpa would never pass the background check.
In order to become a brain surgeon, I needed to practice. So I hit a lot of people in the head with a baseball bat.
He wanted a legal way to stab people. That's why he's a surgeon, because he was very stabby when he was 14.
Stabby is that's rapey. Yeah. Rapey and stabby are bad words.
Rapey and stabby in the morning, everybody.
Rapey and stabby in the morning, everybody. It's a new Republican ticket.
That's going to get pretty.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. It's just whatevs. So, all right. So, my point is...
But at least
is,
Eddie Munster is Speaker of the House now.
Oh, God. Paul Ryan. The budget monster.
He's bizarro.
Yeah, he's... He never blinks. His eyes are really scary.
I don't want to miss anything, so I'm never going to blink.
Right. He doesn't want to miss a step in the P90X.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I'm very curious to see who's going to get tired. This is like Muhammad Ali. These people are... We've got 13 months, and they are rope-a-doping each other.
Yep, mm-hmm. They are.
It's going to be very interesting.
It looks like Jeb Bush is getting tired.
Yeah, no, he's
it looks like he does not want to be there
like
anymore.
He's like totally rock a sock of robot. Look, I'm not even going to put my head down.
I got to tell you, I think he'd bail if he didn't have other people behind him telling him, you just can't. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it. You can't bail. You can't bail. He wants to. He's got bail written all over him.
He certainly does.
He?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got.
I think Daddy should have a little talking to him.
Were you in Florida when he was governor?
You bet. I used to say he put the goober in gubernatorial. I used to say that all the time. Oh, yeah. Because here's the thing. You can look and... Here's why crazy people frighten me.
Okay.
Besides the obvious.
Yeah.
Why is
it's all
that?
In the eyes.
Why is that?
When I used to watch the Yankees back in the day, I could literally see Jeter's eyes going to the plate and know if the Yankees were going to win.
Wow.
He was like the moral center. He was the spiritual center of that team.
The eye of the storm.
As goes Jeter, as goes the team, right?
Interesting. Yep.
And with crazy people, they really believe their own press releases.
Oh, yeah.
And what frightens me about is that people with, you know, thoughtful people with a conscience that waffle, that are filled with self-doubt, that are not egomaniacs, frequently do not succeed even though they're the better person.
Yep,
right.
Well, you know, it's going to come down to the crazy eye contest. I believe the winner will be whoever's, like, start looking for the mad dog eyes. I'm not even kidding. This is orange is the new black.
Yeah.
I have never seen a crazier field on both sides. I know you're pro-Hillary, but she's wackadoo, too.
No,
different crazy.
No,
different crazy.
She is. In order to achieve that level... You have to be a little crazy.
In order to be married to Bill, the level of denial of the constant betrayal, constant. It's not like once, twice. It's a relentless lack
he's good,
of respect
I've met
for
him.
You as a human being.
He's good. If he's like, honey, I was not my zipper obviously malfunctioned.
No. He is what he is.
Knock her up.
If he was Latino, nobody'd care because that's, you know. Now, there's a whole concept of Viernes Social in Puerto Rico, which is basically on Friday, the man does what the man wants to do. And as long as you don't bring it home and you don't mention it and you keep it away, you know, I mean, whether they have an open agenda or they don't, I don't know what happens between Bill and Hillary, but to have that relentless assault on your dignity would be, that would wear anybody out.
Mm-hmm. But
it would.
You remember Bill Clinton, when he was 16, shook hands with Jack Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And the torch was definitely passed in that way,
era,
I believe.
For sure.
Because he's an incredible communicator like Jack Kennedy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just met him a little while ago, and he's like that.
He's
thing.
Amazing.
You say, like, oh, you know, I remember that. Like, whatever thing you say to him, he's like, yeah, I totally remember that. You were great in that. And you know what? Also, like, you're just like, oh.
He makes you feel like you're the only two in the room.
Just you and me. Yeah.
He's like the Michael Bolton of politicians.
Yeah. Right.
If you've ever been to a Michael Bolton concert,
no.
I took a girlfriend. She wanted to go. I got good seats.
I've been to a John Bolton concert.
I'm serious.
That was more entertaining.
That's awful. Really? That
you
was really
awful.
You
can hate him.
Because he's crazy.
He sings like you're the only woman in there.
Right.
Michael Bolton sings and you fight it. I took a friend. I fought being Boltoned. I fought it.
No, I will not be Bolton.
No, you will be Bolton. When he sings steel bars, you're Bolton. I mean, wow. He's got a thing. He's got a thing. Well, you don't want to.
It's charisma.
Good thing the UN building is Bolton to the ground. Yeah. Another Bolton right? wants to knock it down.
No.
They make fun of him, but at the end of the day, he's going to have the last laugh.
Gavin Newsom is the same way.
Oh, my God. Oh, Charmer pants.
So pretty.
Absolutely. Charmer pants.
When I sat next to him at a current TV thing we were on, and he sat next to me, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You feel it.
You really feel it.
Birds land on it.
I understood what people said when they met Bill Clinton, how he made you feel like you were the only person in the room. Yep. I felt that with Gavin Newsom.
Which is why he could bang his friend's wife and
keep
office. Like, nobody's
cares?
Mad.
Yep.
Nobody's mad.
The husband's
good.
Like, are you good with that? Because I got a daughter, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yay. Wow. I'm going into politics.
Spit take. I'm honored that you would want my woman.
Yeah. You're fantastic. Gavin Newsom. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was like polite chipmunks. Thank you. No, what else would you like?
After you. Oh, after no. You first. Thank you.
But it's an energy thing. It's like it's electrical.
Yeah.
It's not just the words you're saying or the look.
But here's the thing. I think the difference the Democratic candidates have with the Republicans, I think that, like, whether you talk about, like, Bill Clinton or Joe Biden, they really like people.
Mm-hmm.
They really fucking want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. They really actually are concerned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Republicans.
I like Biden.
Yeah, I do too.
He's a nice fella.
But I'm just going like Republicans.
But Paul Ryan is like a gecko. He never blinks.
Who?
The Speaker of the House.
Like a lava lizard.
Yes.
Yeah. His old, his eyes wrapped in the back of his head. Yeah. Little Bull Durham reference there.
Yes, exactly.
Valenzuela and the a lava little, lizard.
Who's the guy we love? Wait, who are you doing with the eyes?
Paul Ryan.
No.
Buckley.
William F. Buckley.
William F. Buckley.
Oh, my.
William Buckley Jr. I had a debate with that homosexual, and he lost big time.
Wow, that brings back memories of my childhood.
My eyelids are sewed to my forehead.
I wonder if he does a good Martha Mitchell. So he does a good Martha Mitchell?
I can't blink.
Exactly. Martha Mitchell. Who do you think is going to be the Republican nominee?
Here's what's very bizarre. And I'm going to call it, and I might be wrong, but I'm just going to put it out there. I think that the Republicans are going to nominate who cares. I think Donald Trump will continue his march to the sea. And I think that history could potentially repeat itself and that a Clinton could land in the White House just because a super rich guy fucks it up for the Republicans.
Yeah.
I think so.
I hope so. Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't he already totally alienated the Latino vote? They're just like, they were out protesting outside the thing.
That's why he's going to lose.
Yeah, I love the Spics. You know,
I love them.
You know,
but
here's
the thing,
I love the tacos.
There's enough. Here's what's. Louis C.K. has a wonderful bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the bit is that, you know, that a black guy can't go back in history, you know, 100 years and say table for one.
Right.
You know, and it's a very funny bit about how white males have reigned supreme for all time. You know, in a time machine, like there's only certain places women and blacks can go if they get in a time machine.
Right.
He said, and here's the punchline of the bit. He said, when white males lose number one slot, it's not going to be a gentle slide to two. And the way he describes it's very funny. It's a I can't do other people's material.
Right.
But the way he delivers the bit, and what I think is that since the economic meltdown of 08, there's been an undercurrent of you guys have screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
You've lined your pockets. Mm-hmm. You've done every harm that you can possibly do this country.
Mm-hmm.
We're still digging out of it, whether we want to admit it or not. I think that Bush was associated with that white guy meltdown. I think that's why they were like, we're going to vote for the black guy. Anything but the guy who represents the good old boy system. Mm-hmm. I don't even think Obama was that amazing of a candidate. I think he just wasn't affiliated with the white guy meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just being honest. Yeah. You know, I'm not a political person.
Right. Well, and now,
and I think that
Ben Carson is clearly a serial killer. It's clearly a serial killer. Yeah. Very stabby.
Isn't there a show about him on HBO?
Yes, Dexter.
On Showtime, yeah.
Nightshade.
He's very stabby.
I like to get really high before I start
cutting people.
I
want to go in there in the brain.
He's a cutter. He's a cutter, really. He's not really a surgeon. He's a cutter.
I want to know what's next.
I like to put Swiss cheese inside the head when I'm working on it.
Oh, dear.
And then also, those lights are very bright. I can't I can't see. I
got... Evidently, he's watching the Nick as well.
Yes.
Do you think he closes his eyes that much when he's doing surgery? Because you're like, oh, you just cut my fucking artery. Okay.
Oh, was that your brain? Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
You
sorry.
Didn't need that. But yeah, that's. I want to know what's next.
Yeah.
I want to know what's next because honestly, every all of them are tired and old to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
All of them. Every last one on both sides, tired and old. I want to see some black horse come out of nowhere and just wow people. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, I'd
be excited.
A black
horse opposed to a white horse?
Yeah. Well, okay. Just a horse.
Unless you're a horse racist.
What so, a dark horse.
Thank you, dark horse.
Sorry.
Thank
what
you.
Does she mean?
Little
what?
Katy Perry. Yeah. But you know, I want to see somebody come out of left field in the next 90 days and just freak everybody out.
Yeah.
I'd be excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. I can't tell you who the person could be. It could.
As our friend Judy Tuna says, it could happen.
Of course, that's exactly what happened in 1933.
Oh, boy.
Right. Exactly.
What happened
exactly
in
1933?
Exactly my point.
The dark horse.
Hitler.
Yeah.
Jim waited really a long time to get a Hitler
reference. For Hitler reference,
yeah.
Well, we were going to talk about Kennedy, but we didn't get around to that.
Oh, okay, Monique. Oh, my God.
What?
Not only do you have fantastic huge tits.
Thank you.
Which Jim loves.
I'm wearing
but
a bra tonight,
I told,
so they're not jumping
I told him that you said your barometer for dating someone, they have to, A, love Springsteen, and B, they cannot
check.
Believe in the single
long
bullet theory.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Okay, please discuss.
All right. See, there is an autopsy. At Bethesda Naval Hospital, Commander James Humes, the chief pathologist at Bethesda, said that the first bullet that struck Kennedy was at the level of the third thoracic vertebra pertaining to the chest, not
right.
the neck,
right.
that it ranged downward and did not exit. According to Arlen Specter, who went from a very specific point to a kind of a vague, kind of upper necky, neckish area, upper necky kind of area, and that it... somehow slowed down to make it look like the bullet in the throat was from the front, when in fact, of course, it was from the front. It went right through the windshield. But if it had slowed down to the point that it looked like an entrance wound, that automatically negates the single bullet theory because it couldn't possibly have had enough energy to continue to go in Governor Connolly's body, break one of his ribs, smash the radius bone in his right wrist, which is the densest bone in your body, wound up in fragments in his left thigh, and then magically reconstituted themselves into a whole bullet on a stretcher in Parkland Hospital, completely intact with not a trace of blood or tissue on it. So
you,
somebody planted there by somebody,
to,
I mean Jack Ruby.
Are you about to come?
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all of that information, but I've never for one second... I grew up in Miami. You and I had this discussion.
Yes.
And... in Miami.
That's where the second attempt was against Kennedy. The first one was in Chicago. The second was
in
Miami. The third one was in Dallas.
Actually, that's not true. They wanted to kill him in Miami, and the Cuban-trained splinter group wanted to make a stand, and the CIA said, no, that'd be too obvious because of what happened at the Bay of Pigs.
Right.
No, okay. Here's a very funny...
I didn't know that angle.
Yeah.
I feel like they should get a room. We should dim the lights. Sean, can you dim the lights?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was in a room with dim lights and a loud radio. I've told you this story.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Many years ago, a friend of mine, and I'll be careful with names, had to do a medical malpractice case, and he was co-authoring it with an attorney in Lafayette, Louisiana, which is not that far from New Orleans.
Right.
And the attorney, who was a very old man at the time, and I'm still afraid to say his name even now, he was working with the guy in New Orleans, who decided to do the report, whose name eludes me, Jim Garrison. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He worked with him when he was a young attorney. Mm-hmm. His family was from New Orleans, and in fact, was Storyville is named after his family. What the fuck? I'll just say it. Clement Story III. And he's dead for sure by now. It's been so many years.
Okay.
Or he's super old.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And and so after the show, we started talking, but it came around to me being in show business and how Oliver Stone had flown out to interview him, and he, this guy who at the time was probably in his early 70s, made me and my friend sit in the middle of his living room and turn the radio on very, very low, very loud, excuse me, and he said, I mean, in Lafayette, Louisiana, he's in the middle of his living room with the radio playing very loud.
Yeah.
And he said, well, what do you think happened, young lady? And I said, I believe that because a lot of people don't know this, but Adlai Stevenson called in Kennedy the night before the Bay of Pigs mm-hmm. and said, we have to call off the airstrike that's going to protect these guys because I've told them that we're not involved. And if you know anything about the Bay of Pigs, it's a swamp. So without an airstrike protection, those guys were sitting ducks. They were just slaughtered.
And they were meant to be.
They were slaughtered.
They were meant to be slaughtered so that they would have an excuse to bomb Cuba.
They kind of were and won't and weren't. And the bottom line is that Joe Kennedy had made a deal to the mob. You make my son president, we'll stay out your way and we'll keep Cuba nice because that was the mob's. I grew up in Miami. I have Cuban family. My grandfather is 100% Cuban. And what went down is that's like in the mother's, all Cubans are Republicans because it's the only minority that's 1,000,000% Republican because they all have a diabolical hatred for Kennedy because of what happened to Cuba.
Right.
And they all discuss among themselves, and Cubans can't keep a secret. It's part of their culture. So the fact that there was a CIA-trained Cuban splinter group.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I basically told Clement's story. I said, the only question that I have on the table is, and I have a theory, I don't think Johnson was a part of it, but he was a megalomaniac. I think they just told him, look the other way, and things will go your way.
Well, he actually, when he was in the motorcade, first of all, he didn't want to be in the same car with Ralph York. The point was to get the right and left wings of the party together. And so Johnson really wanted Kennedy to be in the same car with Ralph Yarborough, hoping they would both get killed. But instead, Kennedy was in the car with Connolly, who was a friend of Johnson's, and he was very nearly killed.
Right. And
I'm down with all of it, Chris, because my dad ran against Johnson. And so I just, you know.
Well, when I gave the whole theory.
Yeah. All right, fine. Yes, whatever.
To Clement's story, he looked at my friend and said, your friend is a very smart young lady. And then he went on to tell us what happened to every single person that was involved with Jim Garrison.
Oh, wow.
Every single person. One guy went barking mad, barking mad.
Right.
They think he was potentially injected. Yeah. One guy got hit in a blind alley in the French Quarter. This young guy that they got to translate paperwork from Russian to English, he ended up tits up without any explanation. Like, every single person that was involved in any way, shape, or form was eradicated or silenced.
I just like the
every
term tits up.
Single person. Yeah. And to this day, Clement and the other guy that Oliver Stone spoke to are, imagine, he will not discuss it without very loud music playing in his house.
Right,
yeah.
Like, that's how,
no one talks about Clay Shaw.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, see? You know what? We need to get them a room. We might need to wrap up early so they can get a room.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when she said, I won't date anyone that believes
in the single bullet theory. I can't. Like,
well,
to me, that's...
It's the same with MLK and RFK. The ballistics evidence proves that their theory is wrong.
Sure.
I mean, Bobby Kennedy was shot by someone standing slightly behind him to his right who was shooting downward. Now, Sirhan is not a tall guy.
No.
It's the last thing you'd accuse him of.
No, Rosie Greer tackled him in the kitchen of the...
Yes,
and
Maitre d'. They had him on the steam table.
Yeah, I used to live on Kenmore back in the day when I had no money. I lived in Koreatown.
Wow.
And at the end of my street was the Ambassador Hotel, which has since been torn down.
I know.
Yeah.
I almost nailed two stewardesses at the Ambassador Hotel. Damn it.
Oh, wow.
That's the second worst thing to happen at the Ambassador Hotel.
There is a memorial in front of the Ambassador Hotel now.
Failed to get laid
Jim
by two stewardesses.
Jim almost got laid by two stewardesses here. God damn it. What it says. That's what it says on the plaque.
Did it say stewardesses or stews? Because that's what you called them back in the day.
Stews.
My dad loved getting a stew.
No, but the whoever shot... Bobby Kennedy was taller than him and was standing behind him to his right and was shot from less than an inch and a half away based on the powder burns.
So was Sirhan a patsy, or did he have it in for him too?
No, he was part of the MK Ultra program with the brainwashing thing. He was an incredibly, even the police psychiatrist said, this guy's the most suggestible patient I've ever seen. And he was,
you're a girl. I'm a girl.
So. He's a girl. He's a girl. No, I really love you.
I miss Sirhan.
I really love you. You're the love of my life.
Yeah.
And the same with Martin Luther King. you can see the pictures of his whole entourage pointing up and to the right where the shots came from.
Uh-huh.
James Earl Ray, if he was there at all, was across the street down there.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The bullet came into his neck, partially severed his spinal cord and wound up in his left shoulder. Mm-hmm. So the bullets came from there, not from down there.
Not from back and to the left. Not from back and to the left. Up from the right. It's a different thing.
It's completely different.
Yeah. Pay attention.
Well, I have to tell you, I had not heard about the other two assassinations in such detail.
Yes, well,
I like to learn.
I'm on it.
I like to learn.
What do you need to know? This is going to be your pillow talk later.
Yeah.
This whole you and Jim thing. The after party, I think, is going to be some shit.
She has a gorgeous man.
She
doesn't need Jim.
And he's very sweet.
Let me show you.
Nobody needs Jim, but a lot of people want Jim.
Let me show you my third thoracic vertebra.
Ooh, bullet free, my friend. Bullet free.
This is how I knew it was a match made in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like to know things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, why not?
Some people know too much.
Yeah.
Some people talk too much. They really don't want to know.
Yeah.
You talk to them, they get nervous. They're like, why are you telling me this? What do I need?
I didn't hear that.
I know people, they get nervous.
You didn't say that. I didn't
GMO.
Hear that.
You know? Like, what is that? What is that? It's a green bean with three arms? What? I don't want to know.
You're Puerto Rican from Miami. I don't need to know that. I don't need to know what you said about the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like politics to me isn't about the moment. Mm-hmm. It's not about what's going on now. I like to cover the phenomenon of politics, how it's going to affect things in 30, 40, 50 years. Because some stuff that seems so terribly important to us now is laughable. It's like MTV pop-up videos.
Yeah.
But then you go back and you look at things like, you know, I'm watching the show The Nick, and they have Tammany Hall. And I remember learning about Tammany Hall in elementary school.
Yeah.
But you don't really like, you know, Teapot Dome scandal. Like, those people were insane.
They were insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They were taking money from everybody for everything and delivering nothing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. By the way, your friends call you, what is the word for witch?
Bruja.
Yeah,
Bruja.
Because she's a little bit psychic and she's...
Very intuitive. I vibe on things. I'm very intuitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have I been right about anything in your life?
Well, not yet, but you will be. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for your shit week. I've had a shit week, too.
Yeah.
I get vibes from people, too. I just, like, enter a room and there's bad energy.
Yeah, bad juju. You got to go with it. You got to go with the juju. You do. Some people don't. They go against it. They're like, I don't want to judge.
She said juju.
She's an anti-Semite.
Yeah, for sure. You go... My Hebrew name is Bathsheba. You go with, I wish that was a joke.
Shalom.
But you know, when you've got a gut feeling, honor it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We try to be polite. We try to go against it. I once got my boobs touched by a weird guy on a bicycle.
Excuse me?
Sorry, that was me.
Yeah, my gut told me this guy's a freak, you know? I was like the 10th grade walking home from the bus stop, and this kid, I mean, it wasn't like he was like 17, 18. It was like a horrible thing, but he rode up on his bike. And he just said, like, I wonder if you know blah, blah, blah is around here. He wasn't even asking me a legitimate question. He was, like, slurring.
Uh-huh.
And then he just honked him and then got on his bike and rode away laughing hilariously.
My bicycle horns aren't functioning properly.
As soon as he pulled up, I said, this guy's up to no good.
Right.
I could feel it.
Yeah, well, that's a turn on for any woman. That's just the double honk is really
I felt like I got off lucky with the double honk, to be honest.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
He looked like a creeper.
Car. Yeah,
that's neat.
Think of fucking hot. Monique, how can we follow you, stalk you?
Thank you for asking. MoniqueMarvez.com is where I post stuff. And especially because I do KFI Saturday night,
that's
as you know, 8 to 10.
And you can listen to that on iHeartRadio.
You can. And I always post the podcast again on Monique Marvez if you've lost it.
Awesome.
And that's where you can find me. And
Facebook, Twitter.
All of it. Monique Marvez, Monique Marvez. I'm the only one at Monique Marvez. And I have Monique Marvez official fan page because I've maxed out my regular page.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm pretty proud of that.
Fantastic. You will do circus tits on our way out here, right?
Oh, for sure. Okay, I'm sorry I wore a brassiere.
Oh, no, please. All right. Hello. Happy fucking happy hour. Monique fucking Marvez.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Oh, where's the tits?
Tits, please.
There we go. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.